You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 71, All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're going to be taking a look at Mott the Hoople's anthem, All the Young Dudes, a song that was written by David Bowie. We'll find out how Mott the Hoople got a hold of it and why it was such an important song for them in just a moment. But first, let's get a little background on Mott the Hoople. The band that would become Mott the Hoople started out, oddly enough, without the man that everyone connects with the band, Ian Hunter. The other members, Overend Watts on bass, Dale Buffin Griffin on drums, Verdon Allen on keyboards, and Mick Ralphs on vocals and guitar, started out together as a band called the Shakedown Sound in 1968, after initially meeting each other as members of the Doc Thomas group. Another name changed later, and they were known as Silence, at which point they added vocalist Stan Tippins to the lineup. The next year, Silence sent a demo tape to Guy Stevens at Island Records, who became their manager and producer. His first order of business, however, was to change their name one last time to Mott the Hoople, borrowing the line from a 1967 Willard Manis novel. His second order of business was to fire Stan Tippin, who would later become their road manager, and to put an ad into the UK music newspaper Melody Maker, looking for a singer and keyboardist. Responding to the ad was Ian Hunter, who had been regularly playing in various clubs in Hamburg, Germany. They released their first single later that year, entitled Rock and Roll Queen, which didn't make a dent in the charts. Their full-length self-titled debut did slightly better, and included cover versions of songs ranging from The Kinks to Sonny Bono. Their follow-up album, Mad Shadows, came out the next year, and while tickets to their concerts consistently sold like hotcakes, their albums were a different matter, much to the chagrin of the band. Wildlife, their third album, came out in 1971 following the same trend, while their live performance at the Royal Albert Hall to support it caused such a riot that the venue put a temporary ban on rock and roll concerts. But with their album sales continuing to drop, the band was on the verge of disbanding. In 1972, following a show in Zurich, Mott the Hoople decided to call it quits, but longtime fan of the band, David Bowie, stepped in and convinced them to stay together, offering to produce their next album. In addition, he offered them one of his songs to record, an unreleased track called Suffragette City. The band instead asked for another song, Drive-In Saturday, and the two eventually settled on a track that would forever become synonymous with the band, a song entitled All the Young Dudes.
Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get.
The song is a tribute to the glam rock era, and the song's chorus urges the young rockers to carry their message to the masses. The glam rock movement was predominantly in the UK and was a way of distinguishing the performers from the denim-wearing folk and hippie performers of the early 70s. Its mostly male representatives, including groups like Queen and T-Rex, and artists like David Bowie in his Ziggy Stardust prime, dressed themselves in attire that was science fiction-inspired glitter, as well as appearing feminine or, at the very least, ambisexual. Makeup was also commonly worn as part of the style.
It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks.
bottle of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a good man.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, goose.
Carry the news.
Where are yous?
Boogaloo-doo.
Snap up.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
The song's lyrics are sung from the point of view of a glitter kid, a fan of glam rock, and the common thoughts and feelings from he and his friends. The reference to Marks and Sparks in the first verse is a slang term for Marks and Spencer, a high street UK retailer that specializes in clothing and housewares. And the narrator tends not to see eye to eye with his brother, who's a fan of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, to which glam rock was the culture antithesis. This became an anthem for the era, and David Bowie's generosity of the song helped keep the band together for a few more years, until 1976, when they eventually split up. And if the song has more than a passing influence of David Bowie, it's no surprise. That's him on backing vocals, hand claps, and guitar. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.